and now the stakeout. Some events transpired over the past 24 hours.
Does this involve your cat or the police?
Yes, my missing cat, Fred. It does, yes.
Okay.
Fred has been missing for over 3 weeks now. He got out of our house in the St. Matthews Linden area. He is an indoor cat. He has paws that are as soft as a baby's bottom, not accustomed to the outdoor life. A husky 20-pound orange and white tabby.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Last spotted, got some intel and a picture, and even saw eyes on said cat at the Kia store there, New LaGrange and Shelbyville Road. That was about a week ago. Gave us hope. All right? Have since fallen quiet. Got asked and stopped by police since then.
Sure did.
So last night, I'm taking the trash out to the curb, and my neighbor opens his door. He says, "Ben!" I'm like, "Yes! Check your texts!" And I...
Okay.
Check my texts. And so I check my texts, and he sends me a photo of my fat Fred posted 11 minutes prior.
Oh!
Saying,
where?
"Please spread the word so we can find this pet's family. Found on this location, probably about a block away from our house."
What the heck?
Not at the Kia store anymore. About a block away from our house. And I'm like, oh! And so...
He's been lurking nearby the whole time.
So I... Or he was on the move. Don't know. So I go to my wife and I'm like, "Hey." And so commotion. She's like, "Ah!" I'm like, "Ah!" And so, "Get in the car! Ah!"
Let's go!
I know! It's like,
Text the person, we're on our way!
We gotta find Fred! And we get over there, we see someone in the neighborhood kind of walking, and we're like, "Hey, have you seen him?" And she's like, "Yeah, I've seen him." And so,
we're like,
"Well, okay. So we pull over, we park, we get out of the car, and... Kelly, I'm going to try my hardest not to swear.
Oh.
But if I do, know that I've enjoyed my 20 years here at 99.7 DJX.
It's been a good run.
It's been a good run.
Yeah.
And if I happen to let one slip, just don't report me to the FCC and we'll be all right, okay?
All right.
All right?
This could be between us. You've been in an emotional state.
There may be strong language that I want to say.
Okay.
So we pull over, we park the car, we get out. We start, keep in mind, there are rain ditches and there are like little rain ditches and cement, like sewer line, like it's not sewer, it's the rain line, right? And so that's where he likes to go. So we're talking to this neighbor and she's like, "Yeah, you know, I saw him over here earlier today. And then he was just over here recently." And we're like, "Okay." And I turn around and I see that fat bastard.
Oh my God.
Sitting.
Oh no.
Right over. I see with my own eyes.
Does he see you?
Elizabeth, my wife, she sees him.
And does he see her?
And he is perched on top of one of those cement, like rain ditch things.
Is he locking eyes with mommy and daddy?
And
yet?
I see him and I'm like, "There's Fred!" And I'm like,
"Get over here
and then, you know, and I'm full of adrenaline, full of energy, and
joy,
I have kicked myself before because I didn't react fast enough. And so I kind of like start to walk over there, and that little son of SOB, he gets back in the drain, and I'm like, "Fred!" And I run over there. And I'm like running over there and I'm like, "Ah, Fred!" I've got my flashlight and my wife, she runs to the other side of the rain ditch where, you know, you can see through it. And I shine my flashlight and I don't see him. And she's like, I think it's all run that way. And it's Kelly, it is a series of maze. It's like one of those hedges, like those hedge mazes.
Are you crawling in a sewer at this point?
I can't fit, Kelly.
Okay.
Otherwise I would have squeezed my fat butt into that thing.
For the sewer.
So
okay.
He is going through this series of tunnels underneath this little neighborhood. And I'm like, Fred! And she's like, Fred! And so, gone. Gone.
So still gone? Wait a second. Still gone?
No. We stake that place out. We look in all of the sewers that are around. They're not sewers. Like, all the rain ditches that are around.
They're, so you're posted up just hanging sign. Out until he decides yes. to reemerge again.
And so, we finally, it's like 10 o'clock last night. And I'm
how
like,
long
I,
were you there?
I gotta go to bed. Like,
how long were you there?
Like an hour. Like,
oh my, okay.
Because I get the frantic call from my neighbor about right before 9 o'clock, right around nine. Anyways, so we're there about an hour. I'm like, I gotta get up and go to work tomorrow. And so we're like, okay. So I set some trail cameras up because we had them thanks to my neighbor up in, and we put out some food and we're like, all right. We're gonna see what time he comes out and we'll come back. So I leave. We leave. My wife is like, you know what? I'm just gonna go walk back there again. And so she walks back and she gets there and there are people with cat traps that are like
cat traps?
Yeah, like animal traps, right? And so she's like, hey, and they're like, hey, we just saw him again, and we're like, Dad! And so these traps have to be monitored 24/7. And so she was there with the people and were like, hey, can we borrow them? They're like, yeah, that's why we brought them over. We're like, all right, great. Neighbors. Yay. And so set them up. And so my wife is literally on a stakeout last night until about midnight.
OMG. And then, did he ever emerge?
And then gets to bed. I wake up at 3:20 this morning. She gets up and is like, I've only had about 2.5 hours of sleep.
OMG.
And so we go, we take the traps, and this morning, Kelly, between about 3:45 and almost 5 o'clock, I am on a stakeout watching these traps for my fat son, who I know is there, who is not coming when I call him. Listen, okay. Kelly, when I find him, I'm going to kill him.
Okay, listen. Have we, at what point, do we take the hint that I feel like Fred is now tossing out?
That he just doesn't want to be with us anymore? He just doesn't want to be with us.
I'm happy to be a sewer cat now.
All of a sudden, you like the life in the sewer?
He's like, I like my freedom. Maybe he's like, he's just getting that first little taste of freedom, and he wants to spread his wings. He's like, it's time to leave the nest, Mom and Dad. Yes, he's like, it's time to leave the nest, Mom and Dad. Thank you so much for your kindness and your love. I'm going to live in the sewer now. Bye-bye.
Fred has been gone for over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I have been racked with guilt thinking that I caused this. And
well, maybe
we were wondering if he was dead. We didn't know if he was dead, if he was alive.
You know he's alive now. So he's thriving in the sewer.
Now I know he's alive, and I want him to stay alive.
Yeah.
So when I do get my hands on that little rat,
you can kill him.
I will murder him. There will be murder.
Yeah, I see. I feel like he saw you guys, right? Like, he saw you. You had an encounter before he went back into the rain ditch again.
Kelly,
right?
Don't lie, I'm going to kill him!
I feel as though that's his way of saying deuces. Bye-bye, humans. I'm out. I got some new friends down in my rain ditch mansion. That's where I'm going.
I mean, I've got neighbors out.
Food.
I've got neighbors out. They're like, hey, we've seen him. I've seen him. We've seen him. He's around. And
he's a block away, and he can't find his way to your
Kelly,
house.
He's not like even a block away. He's less than a block away.
Okay, I feel like that's a statement then. That's a statement. I feel like...
Like I said.
He's trying to break up with you.
Stakeouts. We're in the stakeout form. We're in the stakeout era of our mission to bring Fred back to our family.
Did you tell him he's being a jerk? And you're causing daddy a lot of stress.
Kelly, so help me.
Yeah, I know.
When I lay my hands on him.
Yeah.
I will hug him.
Yeah.
I will kiss him.
Yeah.
I will give him lots of pets and food.
Yeah.
And then I will murder him.
And then you're never going to let him out again, right?
He's going to be on a leash in the house.
Yes. See, maybe he's figured that out. He's like, they're probably really mad. I'm probably just not going to go back. That's probably what he's thinking. Oh, dang.
Anyways,
it.
that's the update.
Crappy little sucker.
Hey, I'm hoping that by Monday, I have a happy update. That
you're going to be spending all weekend staking out the rain ditch, aren't you? That's
yes!
where you're going to be.
Yes.
Do you have a tent?
Yes, I do.
Okay, pinch the tent right next and just hang out because that's the only way. And with a trap. A net, do you have a big net? You're going to have to do something like that. This is crazy.
I'm sweating, Kelly.
I know.
All right, there's my update. Thank you for being patient with me. If you happen to see Fred, know that trap him so I can murder him, okay? Thank you. Natalie texts in, you know it's going to be a good story when Ben says, that fat bastard. I almost peed from laughing.
She almost peed.
Listen, I understand. Sometimes I get emotional. I told you. This is a conversation that I need to have between you and I. And so
this has been building for weeks. We get it.
The FCC doesn't need to be involved in this, okay?
We don't need to tell them
any of this.